Welcome to the Freedom Center related to alcohol. Let me start by saying God never condemns you. Off-track people may, but never God. Romans 8:1 through 2. He says, "Come on, my child. There is a better way." He loves you and has provided through Jesus Christ a way to be free. Alcohol is an addiction, which is the result of an addictive behavior. In other words, an area where the enemy and his forces have gained control of us. I don't care if it is a little bit every day or a whole lot all the time. Binging, now and then or often, it is not just drinking, as you will see. I don't care if you are a happy drunk or an angry drunk. You need to be set free and get your life back before you and all those around you are destroyed. And good news, you can be set free. We drink for many different reasons. We like the way it makes us feel. We want to forget the pain. We want to escape from the reality around us. We want to relax and open up, and so on and so on. Alcohol is a form of medication. It is an addictive medication. And you know that you are compelled or even driven to drink. No, it is not just the alcohol, although that is part of it. There is also an enemy force behind it. There is a reason they originally called it spirits. Addictions are a form of bondage. Like 2 Peter 2:19 says, "For by whom a person is overcome, by him also is he brought into bondage." Addictions of any type, including this one, are things that we picked up at some point in our life. And as we continued in them, they continued to become a stronger and stronger influence. In other words, causing us to become something we didn't ever intend to become. I am sure you never intended to become an alcoholic or to be controlled by the desire for alcohol. Behind every addiction is a root cause, or several for that matter. What God wants to do today is remove the root cause that the enemy planted in your heart, restore your heart and mind related to that cause and any damage it did to you, and then destroy the addiction and deliver you from the forces behind it. So if you are ready to say no to alcohol and yes to God, in the next part we are going to walk through a couple of Freedom Ministry sections to do this. Removing the root. Typically, the root is planted in us from the enemy through some type of wound to our heart. Typically, I found it is some form of damage to our love for ourselves, for God, or for others. For example, damage that comes from things like abuse, physical, sexual, verbal, or spiritual abuse, divorce, abandonment, rejection, loneliness, rebellion, anger, betrayal, etc. One of the main roots that we are going to ask God to remove is unlovingness. In other words, all these things that we've talked about damage our love. And with all of the specific attachments, we'll ask God to remove those too, and any others that I didn't mention that He brings to your attention. You see, the devil often uses those around you to hurt you. Why? Because it hurts more from them than from a stranger. And the enemy's intent is to destroy your faith, your hope, and your love, to ultimately destroy you. First, ask God to show you when the enemy caused the initial damage, and what are all the roots or attachments that the enemy has planted in your life that are not from God and behind the addiction. Here's a hint. Anything that kills, steals, and destroys is from the enemy. So take a moment now, ask God to show you all the roots and list them out. We're going to need them when we get to the third part of the ministry section. I thank you, Lord, that you show each person the individual pieces where the enemy has damaged them, Lord, the causes that are behind this, Father. It's okay. Talk to Jesus. He'll show you what's behind it. He wants to take care of that. Now that we've listed out the roots, keep that by your side. God may bring some more to your attention as we go through this, so that's okay. Just add them to the list. In the next part, I want to talk to you about forgiveness. You know, you don't have to live life very long to be wronged by someone at some point. And in these situations, typically someone or several people have wronged you. And I want you to take a step according to Bible principles that will free you from those people and the wound that they caused in your life. This is not saying that they were right or okay in what they did. In fact, they are not. And God will deal with them accordingly. But you need to release yourself from them and the damage that they caused. And I want you to repeat a prayer of forgiveness from your heart. And remember, it's not a feeling. It is a choice of your will. And what it will do is place you in God's mercy and grace instead of the torment of the enemy. Because Mark 11:25 says, if we forgive, we will be forgiven. Are you having trouble understanding this one? It's a difficult one. And I've got a teaching in the Fresh Revelation section of the website, Forgiveness is Freedom. So if you need to, go ahead and check that out. And hopefully it will help you better understand how going through this action detaches you from the spiritual forces of that pain. So please repeat after me from your heart. Heavenly Father, I thank you that through Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross, your Holy Spirit will help me forgive according to your command. Those who hurt, misused, or abused me. Now, in the name of Jesus, I forgive you. Please name whoever it is, or whatever wrong or offense that they did to you. It's okay if there's several. I know it's hard, but the Holy Spirit will help you. Continue to repeat after me. I forgive you for the wrong or offense you did to me. And I loose you and the spiritual forces behind it from operating in my life anymore. In Jesus' name. Bitterness and unforgiveness, I pull you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now go. Lord, I thank you that you now replace this wrong with your love. Your life and your liberty. Saturate me and seal me. I thank you, Father, that you forgive me when I forgive others. That you love me unconditionally and immeasurably. Praise your mighty name. Thank you, Father. In the next part, we're going to go through repenting and turning from the life that you've been living to God and His way of living life abundantly. In other words, in this section, we are going to admit that what we have turned to is something other than God to help us out. and we will ask God to forgive us and then deliver us from the enemy forces and remove any of the roots that he showed you earlier that the enemy has tried to plant in your life. Remember, this is a free gift to us because Jesus Christ paid the price for all of it on the cross. And he destroyed the work of the enemy through his death and resurrection. Remember John 8:36, who the Son, Jesus Christ, sets free is free indeed. And Joel 2:32 says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be delivered. So bow your heads with me and repeat this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you love me and that you sent your Son Jesus to pay the price for my sin, my salvation, and my freedom. Jesus, you are my Lord and Savior. And I come to you now and lay it at your feet. My addictions and wrong behavior, name them out, all of them. It doesn't have to be just about the alcohol. Anything that you want to get rid of, God will take. And anything you hang on to, you keep. So go ahead, list them out, give them up, and get rid of them. Now continue to repeat after me. I don't want these in my life anymore. And I repent of them and turn from them to you. Lord, in Jesus' name, forgive me, Lord, for turning to other things instead of you. Now I ask in Jesus' name that you deliver me from the enemy and destroy any hold he has on my life. Enemy, I bind you from operating in Jesus' name and command you to depart from me. You are released from my life. Go now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, I ask that you release now your Holy Spirit of life, liberty, love, adoption, and self-control to operate in my life. I thank you that you strengthen my inner man and will resist the enemy. For when I do, he will flee. I'm sticking with you, God. I'm sticking with you, God. I'm sticking with you, God. I will not turn back. I thank you that you are my deliverer and you have set me free. Now I want you to stay in thanksgiving and release to the Lord while I pray for you for a minute. Lord, I thank you for my brother and or sister. I thank you, Jesus, that you paid the price for freedom, restoration, and healing, and that these are free gifts. and we claim them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you protect them, their families, and everything under their care. And I speak to all enemy strongmen, and I bind you from operating. For what is bound on earth is bound in heaven. And I command all enemy forces to depart from these people's lives, whether you are named or not, in Jesus' name. Go now. I cut off any generational curse in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask you to replace it with your blessings. Alcoholism, I break and destroy your bondage and hold in the name of Jesus. Leave now. Depression, lift now in the name of Jesus. Oppression, tormenting and seducing spirits, pain, go now in the name of Jesus. You have no right to stay. Holy Spirit, I ask that you set up a standard and that the enemy will not be able to return and that my brother and sister will be able to stand strong in faith, rebuking the enemy with your word and resisting any attempt of reentry. Increase the strength of their inner man now, according to Ephesians 3:13. And I thank you that you seal each one with your Holy Spirit, and the enemy will be unable to return and steal the truth out of their life. And they will not be able to tempt them into wrongful things in Jesus' name and by the power of his blood. Protected and blessed in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask now that you stretch forth your hand against the enemy that wrought all of this in my brothers and sisters. And I command repayment of any damage and anything stolen from them to be repaid to them seven times according to your word. Childhoods, restore in Jesus' name. Prosperity, restore in Jesus' name. Health, restore in Jesus' name. Relationships, restore in Jesus' name. And by the power of his Holy Spirit, we loose your spirit of self-control and love. And Lord, I ask that you increase their love for themselves, their love for others, and their love for you. We give you all the praise, Lord, for you destroyed the work of the enemy. Freedom in Jesus. Freedom in Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. The last step that I want you to take is one related to physical healing. Yes, Jesus bought us physical healing as well, and the enemy needs to remove from your life in this area too. It's not just maybe, not just sometimes, but all and every disease, destruction, or damage that was done through your previous actions. 1 Peter 2:24 says that because Jesus took those stripes, by the way, that was 498 flogging stripes for your healing, it is a free gift for you to receive. So we are going to receive it by faith and command any after effects to go in Jesus' name and any destruction to restore to completeness by Jesus Christ through God's Holy Spirit. So please bow your head with me and pray this prayer from your heart. Heavenly Father, I thank you that Jesus paid the price for my healing, and that it is a free gift from you. I receive it now in Jesus' name. I command any toxin and chemicals to clear from my body now in the name of Jesus. I speak to every organ, my liver, my heart, my brain, my stomach, and every cell and every function and any chemicals required in my body. And in the name of Jesus, you recreate you operate. Be completely well and rightly balanced. As an act of faith, I breathe in God's Holy Spirit of life and liberty and open my mouth and breathe out anything of the enemy. Do this several times if you need to. I thank you that by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. This is God's truth. And it will overcome fact every time. Thank you, Lord, that you are restoring and healing any damage and destruction completely. I praise you. I thank you. I give you all the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is my healer. I thank you that it is done in the spiritual realm now and will complete in the physical realm. And I will thank you until it does. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. Now that you have been set free from the enemy, you need to stand in liberty. Galatians 5:1, as you will notice, the verse says, stand in liberty. So what does that mean? It means not going back by using the strength of God that's been ignited in your life today and speaking his word against the enemy and resisting him. You see, the word of God is the sword of the Spirit. It is living and is powerful and is supernaturally charged and will shred all enemy plans when spoken out loud. It is charged by God's Holy Spirit, according to John 6:63. So every day, several times a day, or as often as the enemy tries to tempt you back into captivity, I want you to speak these things out loud to him. Enemy, I submit to God and resist you in the name of Jesus, and you must flee from me. James 4:7. Go now. Greater is God who is in me than he who is in the world. 1 John 4:4. I stand fast, therefore, in liberty by which Christ Jesus has made us free. And I will not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Galatians 5:1. Romans 8:15. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. God loves me unconditionally, and I am his child. 1 John 3:1. I am the child of God, and I am dead to sin and alive to God. Romans 8:2 and Romans 6:6. I am healed, past tense, and I thank God it is completing in the natural realm and will complete 100%. 1 Peter 2:24. I am an overcomer. Temptation, I overcome you by the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony. Depart now in Jesus' name. I'm sticking with you, God, and I will not go back. I am not my past. I have a divine purpose and destiny from the Lord God Almighty, and I will not be detoured in Jesus' name. Philippians 1:6 and Jeremiah 29:11. Now keep thanking him, praising him, praying in spiritual tongues if you do, and shipping the enemy out of your life at every attempt he makes to pull you under and down again. You are not an alcoholic. You are a blood-bought and washed child of God. delivered, and restored. So keep standing. Your crown and your reward in heaven awaits you. Revelations 2, 10 and 11, and in James 1, 12. Stay free, stand strong in Jesus, and don't go back. Keep speaking the word out loud and see you in heaven someday. Michelle.